You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and Blue Lake, and streaming on the web at KHUM.com. Now tonight, Del Arte's holiday show, Alice in Wonderland, kicks off on over at the Carlo Theater. And on Wednesday, I got the chance to go and check out the dress rehearsal and got the chance to sit down with Jenny Lamb, who portrays Alice.
So it was your idea to do Alice in Wonderland, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had pitched it. Michael really let us, you know, pitch a show that we thought that would be a great holiday show for the ensemble. And I immediately thought of Alice in Wonderland. We're an ensemble of 12 and all, in my mind, super talented. And I thought it was a great story to showcase all of us. Because even though there's like a, you know, one protagonist of Alice, it's really, to me, an ensemble show. All the characters are so memorable. So I thought it would be a good fit for us.
And there's a lot of people within your class that really portray a lot of the characters very, very well.
Oh, yes. Every single person, I think, is really making these characters come alive in an entirely new way. Because that's the challenge when you do a show like Alice in Wonderland that has been adapted. Everybody's seen the Johnny Depp movie. Everybody's seen probably the 1959 Disney version. And so the big challenge was, how do we make it our own? How do we put our own stamp on it so that we're not just recycling these stock characters, but what can we bring to it that maybe hasn't been brought before?
And what's really cool is how you took something that I've only seen either on film or done through literature onto the stage. Have you ever seen Alice in Wonderland done on the stage before?
Actually, yes. I have a big history with Alice in Wonderland. I've been in the show twice and I've directed it once. I'm a huge, huge fan of the stories and of the work of Lewis Carroll and his poetry. And so I've seen it several times and I've been in it several times. So I'm super familiar with the variety of different stories from the Alice in Wonderland and the Through the Looking Glass and what Alice found there. Looking Glass Theater in Chicago actually does an amazing version of Alice in Wonderland called Looking Glass Alice. And they usually bring it back every year and I've seen it every time. It's amazing.
That's super cool. So how did you and how did the class had a lot of input on this to change it around to make it your own?
Yeah, under the guidance of Michael Fields, he kind of led us through how the Del Arte Company creates together, their kind of method of creating. And it was like a step-by-step process that began with, first of all, researching all the different versions of the story, all the different interpretations through film, through music, through TV, through writings. And so it started with research. And then after we've accumulated a lot of the research, we started to think about, well, what's our point of view? What's the theme? What are the themes that are emerging from our research that are interesting to us and maybe speak to the time of today? And after we had landed on a theme, then we just wrote out a couple different scenarios in small groups, came to one big scenario that we all agreed on, and from there just kind of divided and conquered and started writing scenes. Then we had a script, and then we started putting it on its feet and changing it as we worked figuring it out.
I love how throughout it you kept a lot of the basic things that a lot of people remember from the stories. And one thing that I always adored about Alice in Wonderland, and I don't know if this was a motivation for you or not with this, was that it's one of the few stories that doesn't have any dominant male characters.
The feminist in me, of course, is so drawn to this story of how it's a little girl's kind of coming of age, and that a lot of the characters that she interacts with are females. It's, you know, females talking about things other than just men and boys and whatnot, which is so important. It's something that I was really aware of and that I think is super important for young girls to see themselves reflected in the theater in a way that maybe usually they don't get to see on TV or through TV shows. And I think it's a nice way for girls to see themselves.
And the piece, it's very digestible too. It's only about an hour.
Yes, an hour. I think that anything more than an hour for a family show is pushing the limits of attention span for kids. I used to be a preschool teacher, So I'm really familiar with how long children can stay engaged and when you start to lose them. And usually about that hour-long mark, anything after that, they're going to have to go to the bathroom. They're going to get hungry. They're going to, you know, be restless in their seat. So I think it's clocking in at a really enjoyable time. You have enough time to sit there, get engaged. And if we leave you wanting more, that's perfect.
And the costumes, they're beautiful and everything you put together.
Oh, the costumes. So vibrant. I remember when we first did our costume run, and it's the scene where Alice runs into the flowers. And I back into them so I don't see them. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking at Ji-sun, who plays one of the flowers, and I'm like literally not acting. Surprise, I'm viscerally affected by blue hair and a pink hoodie over her and like lighting, like little things that light up. It was a magical moment for myself. And so I hope that the audience sees it the same way. And the way that the white rabbit is costumed, I don't maybe I won't give it away. But yeah, Linny was our costume designer and kind of scenic designer too. And I think that she really found a way to make all the characters pop through color and through texture and fabric choices. I think it's really probably dazzling for the eyes to see.
So it's definitely worth people's time to come on out and see this for sure. And you have several wonderful sponsors. They only covered half the...
Only half the cost of the tour. We tour this. We do 25 performances all throughout Humboldt County. And we're a 12-person cast, also with Spike, who runs our technical stuff. So we're a troop of 13 people and just traveling and whatnot. It's really expensive. And to keep the show free so that, like, almost all of the places that we perform at is free of cost. And to me, that is the best way for theater to be experienced. If you have a family of six, you can come and you can bring your kids, your whole family to the show and not have to worry about, oh, can I afford it, you know? And so to me, that's the most amazing gift, holiday gift, is just spending time with family and especially seeing live theater.
And so you can give whatever you can for this and they come by at the end?
Yeah. Yeah, if people are like, oh, I'm so touched by the show and wow, they're so great. You know, we do have boxes held by the actors. So if people feel so inclined to donate, they sure can in any way that they can and want to.
But it is free, so don't let that stop you.
Oh, yeah. No, free theater. Free theater is the best theater.
Just giving a quick shout out to the sponsors of the 36th Annual Holiday Tour that Del Arte is putting on at Pearson's Building Center, Wildberries Marketplace, and Coast Central Credit Union in McKinleyville. And if you want more details on all of the performances, you can just go ahead and head on over to delarte.com. They're going to be happening on over the Carlo Theater at Del Arte both tonight and tomorrow. And there's also performances coming up at McKinleyville High School, the Winnemah Theater in Scotia, the Eureka Theater, Lolita Fireman's Pavilion. There's some over at HSU, over at Trinidad Elementary School, Burt Ranch School, Warwick School, the Yurok Tribal Headquarters, and many, many more. So just go on over and check out the full list of performances on over at delarte.com. Plus, I'm going to have a link on over there at khum.com as well. So make sure to check in on that. And it's free. So don't let lack of funds potentially stop you from coming out and seeing it. It is a fabulous performance. I got to say that. Now, anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a short break and then we'll be back into the tunes. So stick around. You're listening to KHUM.